from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Earlier this morning, Penny Hardaway was out at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl golf charity event, and he has not really had a formal, media gathering since the season ended. Right, he had the AAC tournament post-game press conference
and a Tigers on tour stop.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago out in Collierville. Didn't do this past week, but,
right.
but did out there and where Parth and others. Wrote off of it.
And look, that's the
but
way.
But nothing really formal.
Yeah, that's the way it is under Penny. You know, he doesn't really do the formal. He never has,
especially in the off season.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like I feel like he used to do it a lot more when like the high school recruiting classes, were announced, and he, but it's just, it's not like that, it's just not, that's not the way he does it. So people did have a chance, the media conglomerate here in Memphis did have a chance to catch up with him at the golf course earlier today, and we'll just play the entire clip. It's not long. We'll just play the whole thing. This is Penny Hardaway earlier today.
I know at the end of last season, you just talked about having a lot going on in your personal life with your mother and everything else, and then having to, do things this offseason to rebuild the roster. How's all that been for you, just navigating all that, managing all that?
It's been okay. My mom, her health is still, in jeopardy, but doing better. And building the roster is what I'm supposed to do as a coach. I'm trying to do the best I can in a portal. That's basically what we've tried to do for the last couple of years.
I guess it's been, 2.5 months since the season ended. So, how have you been?
I don't even have any comment about that, bro. I'm just going to keep my head to the ground and just keep grinding. That's it. That's all I have for everybody in town.
I know there's certain things that, Harold will say you don't want to talk about. Is how the guys have come together, right? As a unit, as a team, is that something you can speak on and share?
Not really, because we haven't really gotten together. So we just built the roster and ready to roll.
How do you feel about the roster, what you've got so far?
The roster's good. Got a good group of young men that that are ready to come in and play together and be one unit.
How nice is it to have those guys here, in the 1st of June as opposed to at the end of the summer?
Yeah, having the entire team here for the first time in 7 years has been pretty good. I don't think a lot of people understand not getting your team until September every year is putting you behind the eight ball in a lot of ways. But obviously I get no room for error, so I make no excuses about anything, but happy to have a whole team here this summer.
Coach, I know Harold said you don't want to answer the basketball question, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. Just David Jones staying in the NBA.
I have no comment on David.
When the offseason first started, you had mentioned a small checklist of things you wanted to accomplish, right? Whether it be getting guys here before June 1st or getting the right guys for your culture, your program. It seems like so far, you can check all those boxes. You've done that.
Yeah, with a team. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
I'm just saying, do you feel like, you've accomplished those things?
With the team being here, we've accomplished the biggest thing, and that's getting everybody here to be able to work with them.
All right, so that was interesting. I also learned that we have an Australian media member, not just in that video. I learned that we have
the takeaway for John.
That was what I learned that earlier.
Is she local Memphis?
That was also what I learned in my paternity leave. Is that we have an Australian member.
She sounds amazing.
She sounds Australian. So
guys act like you'd never heard an Australian before.
I don't think we've ever had an Australian Memphis media member. I think that's a first.
Is she local?
Yeah, but I think Stephen Adams was from New Zealand.
Who was? Yeah, but we loved him.
Well, I'm just saying.
We love
not,
it's different.
That's what I'm saying. Not, it's not like you've never heard this.
Oh, no, I know. It's like asking heard Penny before. A question. No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I get it. From the media side.
I think the Australian accent is just, I mean, whatever. I think it's amazing. I think
where
it's,
does she work?
I think she's at 2430.
Yeah,
pretty sure
writing
she's
writing that down.
Yeah, so I learned, that was one of the big things I learned in paternity leave. I'm just sort of going down the list, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
much. It was a very, it was like an ayahuasca trip in many ways. But look. She actually said something. I don't know if you guys caught it, but she said one of a disclaimer before her question was, I know you don't want to answer any basketball questions. I know you said you don't want to answer any basketball questions. So it sounds as though the media in attendance here was informed prior to the interview.
Yeah, Parth wrote about that. So okay. Media liaison at the event told reporters that he didn't want to answer any basketball questions.
Okay, so
that's important.
So the Memphis basketball coach didn't want to talk about basketball, which maybe...
I think that's a good starting point.
Maybe somebody was supposed to ask him about the Memphis Showboats getting the first win and the first pick of the draft next year. I mean, what do you think about that, coach?
We did that with a win.
Yeah. No, apparently that was a...
Again, another takeaway.
Is that what... Does you have to win the last game?
Weirdly. Okay. So you didn't try to tank it. It's very exciting.
What?
So you were playing. My understanding is that we secured the number one pick with the win. By making Houston last in the league. Again, side note, sidebar that. We'll revisit later.
Well, huge, thank God.
Huge win for DeFilippo.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was locked into that. As were 76 other people that were in attendance.
But no, we were not going to ask Penny about that second win for the show.
Okay, maybe we would have asked him about Caitlin Clark. I mean, maybe we would have gotten his thoughts on that. Maybe we would have. I mean, what were the media supposed to talk to him about if he was going to do the interview, right? So then that's absurd. But I also think it informs the rest of the answers, right? Which when I hear this interview far and away, this is almost how Penny sounds after a dejecting loss. This is almost how he sounds after, you know, in that 5-game losing streak that he had earlier this year where he doesn't have the answers. And we can get into why maybe, because I do think there are some fair explanations as to why he may feel a certain type of way right now. But what I hear is a coach who is, at this point, sounding defeated, who is sounding frustrated, who is sounding just a complete contrast from, you know, the coach that we knew, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And again, we've got 4 or 5 years of results since that version of Penny, which also goes into it. But I didn't come away from that. And again, it's just 1 2-minute. So I don't want to make it too much, but I didn't come away feeling like, oh, this is a coach who was absolutely thrilled and excited about what he's got, even though it's not complete, but he just didn't sound super optimistic about his group yet.
Where I agree with you is that Penny's got to know that these questions are coming. Number one is because you're rarely available in the off season, and we've interviewed you. When I say we, Memphis media has interviewed you out at these golf tournaments before, and it's been turned to basketball questions. And so there's a couple of things going on, though, that I do think maybe add to the context here. Even though you'd asked not to get basketball questions, you and I say you should expect them. But you've asked, and so there's that part of it. There's also what he's going through with mom and her health situation, which he talked about at the end of the season. You know, he said she's improved, which is good news. But we know that, you know, since the end of the season, he's been dealing with that. He talked, you know, Elliot Perry talked about that in terms of Elliot just losing his mom. Those two have been sort of, talking about, you know, their situations with their mom. So he's got some things going on. But we know, too, like I go back to, you're out there, you know the media is going to be there, you just lost David Jones. And so the expectation for the Memphis basketball coach, even one who's, you know, got some things going on, in this case that are outside of basketball, the expectation is for him to be asked these questions and for a response. Penny was out a couple of weeks ago, like we said, on the Tigers on tour stop. He didn't do the second one, which was last week, but he did the first one, and that's where we learned that all the players out of the transfer portal had signed up. It was the first time he could talk about them. And so my point was there was an off-season opportunity there, in this case scheduled by Memphis Athletics, but you expected this. And Penny Hardaway has to expect this anytime Jason Munns and Parth and those guys are out there that you're going to get basketball questions. And so while I'm with you that the tone was striking, he's got to expect these questions to come, especially after you just lost David Jones.
Yeah.
So it's hard to
feel frustrated you know?
For him. I heard Jeff this morning say, listen, if you're asked not to ask basketball, well, those folks have gotten in the car and come out there. It's their jobs. And again, it's Penny's job to have those answers.
Well, he's paid to do media appearances.
Yeah, and in this case, it's not. This is independent media.
Yeah,
right,
but
it's not the Tigers on tour stop. But still,
yeah.
I mean, you know what you're going to be asked. And for the most part, let's be real. The Memphis media gives him his privacy, sort of what he wants in the off season. Let him go do his thing, and he's not called upon in the way that previous Memphis coaches have been. And so, while I can understand there being some frustration, I don't think you should necessarily take it out on Memphis media or anybody else. You could hear some in there when he said, I got no room for error.
No question.
You know, how he's judged.
No doubt.
We're getting a Penny that clearly feels judged here. Again, how much of that is coming off of the David Jones? And he's heard 70-30 back in his face ever since he lost him, so he's feeling a certain kind of way about that, right? Thrown back in his face, you know, by Memphis media fans, whoever. But in the end, it doesn't matter how you're feeling, man. You're the Memphis basketball coach, and that hasn't changed going into year 7.
Right.
Folks still want answers just like they wanted answers when they hired you as the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't I will say that the one thing that I think is getting tired with Penny is the I'm doing you guys all a favor, and you should worship the ground I walk on no matter what the results are. That's old, bro. That's stale, okay? Like, we get it. If you don't want to do the job, you know what to do. It's just that simple. If you no longer want to do the job, you can step aside and let somebody else have a crack at it. But if you're going to do the job, like, this is what comes with it. You know, you have to get players. You have to win tournament games. You have to get to the tournament. This is the way it works. It's the way it's always worked. It's the way it worked for Tubby Smith when he got fired up for 2 years. It's the way it worked for Josh Pastor when he was running out of here after 7 years. By the way, better results than he's got to this point in his career. This is the job. Production is the expectation. I don't think Penny is getting unfairly judged. I don't think he's got no room for error.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we don't go through a year where this is what it's going to be, right? Where it's going to be like, I can't do anything because I'm just going to be, you know, every coach in America has to grapple with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not doing the job for free. You know, you have resources. Like, that, it's just that simple. So that's the part of it that I have really next to no patience for.
I would just hesitate that, you know, that he's not super sunshiny, you know, to call it done, call it defeated, call this sounds like a guy who's done. You have to stop short because of the context
here. No question. Agreed.
But he has to expect this.
Yes.
He has to expect it when he's out. He's been to golf tournaments before, whether it's the the FedEx, and he's out there doing the charity thing, doing the celebrity pro-am.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to be asked. That hasn't changed, and it doesn't change just because you lost David Jones.
Exactly.
Right, or you're coming off of a season that you felt like you're unfairly criticized. The fact is, I'm with you. You weren't. You know, in the end, and he talked about this the first time in the 7 years that he's gotten his players here. In the end, that's back on you.
Absolutely.
In the end, that's who you recruited. It's how you've recruited. Unfortunately, in some cases, it's been you missed on some guys and you've had to wait. But that goes back to the coach. That situation is set up by
you. No doubt.
It's not, you can't blame that on others.
And
so the defensiveness was striking.
It was. And I would say.
But I would stop short of saying this is a done. He'll be judged on what it looks like.
June press conference.
Exactly.
I think it could be, we could look back and we could say, this is when you knew. This is when you got. But again, games.
Yeah, he sounds like he's tired of the stuff today.
No doubt. And look, he was clearly, he's clearly raw. In feeling some type of way about how David Jones.
Well, it was really the answer to Munz's question about. But that separate from David. I didn't mean to. You got a David Jones point.
Well, I think that's probably the biggest part of why he is.
No comment on that.
Didn't even let her finish the question.
Not even a hope he does well.
Exactly.
That was striking.
Yeah.
I thought the answer to Munz about how you've been doing last 2.5 months is like, man, I got nothing. Essentially, we can go back and listen to that answer. I thought it was striking. It's like,
I'm just trying to put my head down and grind for y'all.
Yeah. You know, that's all I got for everybody in town is sort of, all I have.
Yep.
On me.
That was,
and how I'm doing. That was a Penny that clearly,
exactly,
you know, was feeling a certain kind of way, some frustration there.
Absolutely. And I think, again, some of it is understandable because he was led down a path. He built a team around David Jones who, again, apparently made him believe the whole entire way that he was coming back.
Right.
And look, I'm going to call it like it is. Unless David Jones has a guarantee, what he did was dumb as hell. okay? Unless he's got a promise or a guarantee of some kind of whether he's going to get drafted or two-way, what he did was just from any logical standpoint. And you guys on social media, I've heard it, I read it. You know, you live in this fantastical, idyllic world where, oh, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Bro, he turned down high six figures, okay, at Memphis to go chase this dream that would have, by the way, been waiting for him in a year. It would have all
well,
been
the same
there.
Way, right? You're not getting drafted. It's not
exactly. You are way. What That's you all, are right. as an NBA prospect. If you're not going to get drafted in this draft,
right.
you ain't
exactly.
getting drafted in next year's draft. So at least make your money from the opportunity cost standpoint. Take the biggest bag you can get, and then you can deal with that later, right? So in again, this is all unless. But so that's the first thing. So I understand from Penny's perspective why he is feeling
you would be
some
frustrated
type of way.
By that. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not saying he shouldn't, you know. But I would also just have in that moment been I would have just kept it real. I would have just been honest. I would have just said, "Yo, David Jones was telling us something the whole entire way, and at the last minute he changed his mind." I would have just put it out there because this is a business now, right? This ain't like, oh, you can't say that because of future recruits. No, you're dropping bags. So now it's just we're just talking about business, you know?
Well, it's interesting that he was so open about that on the Point Forward podcast with Iguodala. And he was talking about NIL when asked about, man, how's this going for you? And he talked about how in the late runs it's frustrating, you know, as you get closer to the end and the numbers start going. But my point, the openness there
and,
when he was talking.
But not here.
Well, right, exactly. Now, again, that was I'm pretty sure he did that before David Jones
right.
decides he's not coming back. But my point is there's an openness there when he's talking to those NBA peers and colleagues. He'll talk about the business of it as opposed to here.
Right.
And maybe part of him is I don't want to throw David Jones under the bus afterwards and all that. But I'm with you on you can speak to that.
Yeah.
Right? Say you're disappointed and
yeah.
everything else. And we'd all understand.
And the fans,
we'd actually
right?
would understand
yes.
the frustration probably. But feel your point more, your
Absolutely.
Frustration more if you do that. You can talk about that in Absolutely. A way where you're not throwing the kid under the bus. You disagree with the decision, but I think, you know, frankly, it's you owe your fans that.
No doubt, as opposed know. To the sort of passive aggressiveness that, you know, I don't really know at this point what you're trying to preserve. You know, you don't have David Jones. You're never going to have David Jones again. And it's not like, oh, I don't want to go play for Penny. He'll throw me under the bus because this is you're now a professional basketball player, right? I mean, yeah. that's when you play at the high major division one level, you get bags and it's all out there and it's a lot of money. And so we don't have to play this little charade of, oh, well, you got to kind of be careful. No, if you're dropping big bags, you can take whatever the hell you want, right? And if a player is serious about his money, he's going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not, he won't. I mean, yeah. it's just that simple. So again, I'm not saying you got to kill the kid's character, but I think at least to your fans, because again, clearly, you can visibly see it's bothering him. Say, we anticipated David coming back. We were led to believe it until the 11th hour.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm frustrated. So, yeah, because now I got to go scramble. I've got maybe three players that I can get
mm-hmm.
at this stage. And it's true. Right? I mean, he's got Brazil. He's got Kaluma. Jameer Watkins just put out his list and Memphis isn't on it. You know, they were.
Well, I just think that when you do it that way, it just sort of crystallizes where your frustration is.
100%.
As opposed to mad at fans that maybe have misjudged, you know, have unfairly, in his eyes, unfairly judged you and everything else. And we got a little taste of that again. Or, you know, we understand where the frustration, not so much at reporters that are asking these questions, right? It's then we understand that it comes out of David Jones. And it actually, again, I think it strengthens sort of your position there,
yep.
as opposed to leading out the speculation, this, why is Penny so frustrated? Why is he wanting out the question? Is it really about David Jones? Again, I think there's a way you can handle that in the way where he doesn't throw the young man under the bus, like, you know,
yes.
like he tended to, has a tendency, doesn't do that anyway.
Right.
You know, there was a way to answer that.
Yeah, so I just thought it was, you know, again, none of it's going to matter if they go to the NCAA tournament, win a couple of games, make a Sweet 16 run. You know, it's a striking contrast to what we are accustomed to from Penny, and that's why it sticks out the way it does, and I think he knows that, right?
Well, maybe the frustration is that Penny understands that in his eye, that hope of going that second weekend, you know, getting into a Sweet 16, which I'm sure is
right.
the way he sees is the way to get back to true excitement around here. Maybe you feel like it, you know, huge blow.
Losing David Jones.
There's frustration.
Because you built the team around that.
You can say that. I'm in agreement with John there. There's a way to say that. And, again, you don't, you know, your frustration is not projected at media. It's not projected at the fans or everything else. We get it because we all thought David Jones made an unwise decision.
Absolutely. And that was the other thing that I just found really strange over the break. People were trying to, like, defend and justify David Jones' decision. I mean, I think there's just no world where if that was my son, I would ever advise him to make that same decision. I would slap him upside his head. Again, unless he has some type of guarantee, which he may have. I don't know. I mean, it's possible that he got that. I mean, because to me, that's the only way it would make any business or financial or life sense. We're saying that David Jones don't want to could take a couple online classes. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
He'd rather not take an online class, make $800,000, right? Or, you know, maybe be on a bus and be going to Sioux Falls, making basically next to nothing and hoping one day he gets an injury 10 day or something. I mean, that seems like much more of a grind to me than taking a couple fake classes at Memphis.
What did it indicate to you that Gavone wrote that story about a guy who almost was surprised himself he got the combine invite? Does that not make it a little bit more legit in terms of what he did? I'm not changing here what we saw at the combine. I think even Gavone wrote it was pretty unimpressive.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was doing it for a fringe guy, does that not suggest that there's some sort of traction somewhere? The fact that Gavone was weighing in on a guy who was at, you know, basically at the end of the invite
list. You're talking about him breaking the news?
Yeah. It was him that got it. I mean, yeah. I understand with a lot of those guys, he's going agents, to get them because the agents are up there. And maybe he was just doing a favor in this case.
I don't know,
I didn't know if that seemed to suggest maybe there is some traction. Maybe Gavone is hearing that at least there's a summer league promise or something.
Is that worth leaving Memphis?
No, I'm not changing how I feel about the decision.
You'd get that next year, right? I mean, you'd get the same summer league invite next year. There's no, you know, it's not like there's like this big run on summer league spots.
You would think. I don't know. I mean, maybe not. Maybe that would next year's draft stronger. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, there's so many guys though on those. You know, they come and go and all that. So look, I don't know. I found the whole thing confounding, quite frankly. To have stayed in as long as he did with his performances that were, he came in way shorter than he was listed. He looked bad in every performance. And look, I'm not saying that David Jones is the be all end all for college basketball here. Okay, it's just that Memphis built their team around having him back, and it's also just like another straight consecutive season of you have no returners. You have no, you know, unless you are you counting Musa, because he would technically be a returner.
No.
Okay. Well, he was here at least.
Yeah, but been to two schools.
I know he can maybe bring back that 2020 culture.
Well, they have pennies banking on it, but I guess from off the bench. Let y'all tell it.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's an elite bench big, less so as a starter.
Well, how many of these bigs are coming off the bench? Him and Tyreek Smith?
Yeah.
So only Dane is starting.
Yeah, I think that would be the idea. Because, Kobe Rogers committed to Memphis over Alabama and Kansas. Like, I just don't think he's coming off. I don't think he's intending to come off the bench, nor would I want him, really, to come off the bench. So you got Haggerty, you got Hunter, who came from Texas.
And Kobe. Okay, about 4 or 5, though.
Right. So then you get, you know, Kaluma or Brazil, you play them at the 4, and then you have Dane. And then you bring Musa and Tyreek off the bench, and that's your front court rotation. And I think that's fine.
Well, you just added two more, that aren't here at this point.
Well, I'm picking
Kaluma
one of them.
Brazil.
I love both, by the way. I mean, Kaluma is very transparent. He's going to the highest bidder he always has, which is great. I mean, it's a very cut and dry transaction. In Brazil, you know, 2 years ago, he was a projected lottery pick before he got hurt. So, you know, and then the Arkansas season last year was so damn dysfunctional. So it's hard to know, you know, how much of that, whose fault was that? I don't know.
Right.
But I was high on him 2 years ago as a freshman before he got hurt. So I'm in favor of both of those guys. So, look, here's the long and short of it. Understand why Penny feels a certain type of way as it relates specifically to David Jones, as it relates specifically to the scramble mode that he's been forced into once again. I will say this for him. As you know, we've done this show for 7 years, 8 years, and pretty much every single time Penny has made magic happen late, super late, in the recruiting, in the recruiting cycle. There's no reason to think he can't do that again, especially with the NIL that we know they have. The part that I don't have patience for is let's just not go through this back and forth year where, you know, Penny's going to remind us every single year that he doesn't have to every single time he doesn't have to do this job and that he doesn't get a fair shake and, you know, all these things. Because really, honestly, one win in 7 years, nobody wants to hear that.
That's if it this year. That, I mean, if he doesn't get any this year, it'll be 1-7.
Right. 1-6. Right. 1-6. Yeah. Yes. One going into 7.
Yeah, that's why I'm not just okay with getting back to the tournament.
Right.
Like we've said, you got to get back to the tournament and win.
Yep.
And then you'd only be talking about 2 wins in 7 years, but still.
I mean, yeah, if you could at least sell, though, you know, all right.
Got it back. We lost our identity. Got it back, especially defensively. Which, we're back in the tournament. I know what, in terms of formula, what I need going forward in this new day and age.
Yes.
Right, of college athletics. That's what you say.
Yes. Also, another assistant coach gone since I was on paternity leave. Assistant Andy Borman, who was not expected to return.
Right. When to be determined who's going to replace him.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be Andre Turner.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting hire there for sure, what they decide to do in that spot at this stage in the game. You know, it is a different time in terms of, you know, what you need. You know, so
I mean, you know, you understand Penny, man. Asking about David Jones is like asking you about your quarterback situation with the Raiders.
Yeah, but
you just don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's depressing. Frustrating.
But I'll give you the real though, right? Because you deserve it as my
again.
Partner.
He's given who is Wayne Turner and Andre Iguodala the real. Give us some of the real.
Yeah, but nobody watches that. Okay, nobody pays attention to that.
Point forward.
Yeah.
Sure they do.
Bro, everybody has a podcast. Whose podcast is this?
Dude,
Evan Turner?
Every time Penny speaks on one of these, we pay attention.
That's true, but...
And what did he say? He said he thinks about being an NBA coach daily. We tore it apart.
Is it daily?
Daily, he said.
I think the next time it's going to start to become more like maybe hourly.
Sound like he don't want to talk about being the Memphis coach.
Right.
Talk about being the NBA coach.
That man said daily, huh?
He said he thinks about daily.
Hey, I get
and
it.
And whether it's in the next 5 years or 10 years.
At least it was that horizon and not like, whether it's in the next 5 weeks or the next
especially after this David Jones thing.
No doubt. And again, I
think he's
sympathize.
Frustrated with the nature of college basketball and the fact that he thought his guy was coming back.
But I will say, though, like he, you know, the nature of college basketball has been good to him. I mean, he did reclassify Jalen Duren and Amani Bates thanks to NIL in July 2021. Like,
well, was it last offseason was frustrated because he said he didn't have enough NIL?
Correct.
We got another Penny there that maybe we,
that's
you know,
true.
Had some of the same. Then the NIL
sure
comes
that
in.
Was also at the golf course.
It was at the golf course. He was coming out of the pit, out of the sand pit.
He must have hit a bad shot.
He was
shot.
Angry, and he said, I hate this NIL. He said, I don't have enough.
He was in the sand
bunker.
We
noted it. He was in the bunker, yeah.
He was like, I don't have any NIL.
And he came out of there, and NIL appeared.
That was
and
not
the new collective.
But see, that was not.
And
the
we got Jaquan, we got Jordan, we got Quinterly.
That was not the Godfather that I heard there, though. That was definitely not him. That was like a, I'm about to step down as the boss. You know,
One of these days, Godfather gonna have to tell us about Malco telling us he's headed for the NBA. We got that announcement while John Mark was gone too. Malco's headed for the draft.
What the hell was that infograph about, John?
He just wanted to say thank you to Memphis.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm not sure.
I'm glad he did.
I'm
you know,
sure
I was wondering what he's...
the NBA draft piece of it, but, you know, hey.
We still don't know.
It's good to have ambition.
You know, what happened with that academic advisor?
No, and we never will.
That's just buried.
That is buried.
In the river.
That is with cylinder blocks tied around its feet. All right. The person that needed to take the fall for that took the fall for that. And we are moving right along. All right. Yeah.
So, remnants.
So strange.
Yeah. So, no, I don't know. I should have thought about a David Jones Godfather sketch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.